For Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau. It looks like Illinois' top lawmakers are finally on the same page when it comes to paying for the state's schools. Governor Rauner and legislative leaders yesterday announced that they have a deal on school funding. The details are slowly leaking out, but the broad strokes of the proposal are expected to be finalized on Monday. Illinois schools are still waiting for their first state aid payment. It was supposed to be sent out on August 10th. Also, Illinois' Attorney General is using Back to School as her chance to pitch a new student loan bill of rights. Lisa Madigan yesterday wrote for the State Journal Register in Springfield and talked about the struggles that some students have with student loan debt. Madigan doesn't detail any new plans. Instead, she takes a few political shots at Governor Rauner and for-profit loan companies that she's sued in the past. For more local news, visit our website at effinghamradio.com or download the Effingham Radio app. For Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau.
I'm Cole Lauterbach, and this is the Illinois Radio Network. Illinois is vying for a new car manufacturing plant that would create approximately 4,000 jobs. Business advocates say the state has a lot to offer, but their policies are tough to overcome. The early August announcement that car makers Toyota and Mazda will be jointly building a massive new plant somewhere in the U.S. has states lining up to court the Japanese companies. Illinois Chamber of Commerce President Todd Meisch says that Illinois is one of four or five states that are still under consideration for the facility.
Nobody should be banking on this project coming to Illinois by any means, but I do believe that we are in the running.
He says the area near Rochelle in northern Illinois is being considered, even though Illinois is at a disadvantage to others in the running due to the state's forced unionization laws that most others in the running don't have.
It is, frustrating that we have a lot of self-inflicted wounds that makes it harder to land a plant like Toyota.
Meisch says renewing business tax credits in Illinois would go far to even up the competition between states. For the Illinois Radio Network, I'm Cole Lauterbach.